Hello, this is Barry Paul Price, and I want to share some new recent studies and what they have discovered that will help you increase your chances of finding your soulmate and creating a healthy, happy relationship. A study by the University of Cornell and City University of Hong Kong revealed that people who are in long-distance relationships actually have a higher chance of idealizing one another. The benefit to this can be that you have a very positive image that isn't necessarily always as realistic for the reasons and interpretations behind your partner's behavior, and that can create a feeling of closeness and intimacy. However, the downside is that because we are not being realistic, we are more likely to self-deceive and believe in the fantasy of what we want our relationship to be or who that partner is going to be than who they really are. The true test of these relationships, of course, is once you begin to spend a little bit more time in one another's real lives. So I always advise people who are getting into long-distance or online relationships to try to incorporate into one another's real lives as quickly as possible by visiting and seeing how that other person actually lives and what the body language is and the chemistry is when you get around one another. In another very important study published in the British Journal of Psychology, it's been found that when women have more masculine energy or masculine appearance, which can also include just having that masculine, get it done, I'm independent, tough, hard edge to your face and the way that you are carrying yourself, you are more likely to attract the kinds of men who are a little more insecure and low confidence, and who are more likely to cheat on you with someone who has a more feminine energy. So literally, you'll attract more Peter Pans, more boys, and more people who are willing to be with you because they feel like you're going to be the strong one for them, but they don't have the confidence themselves to actually hit on women who they consider feminine. They have a much higher rate, these men, of cheating on women with masculine energy with women who they consider having feminine energy. Just one more great reason to look at balancing out our masculine and feminine energy so we don't attract a guy who wants to take advantage or has infidelity or insecurity issues. And really, to me, the most surprising part of that study was just that fact that men who don't think of themselves as attractive, men who don't have high self-esteem, tend to be more drawn to women with that masculine energy or persona. So literally, if you are in that get it done, tough, I don't need help kind of directional masculine energy, a lot of the time you are more likely to attract that guy who has low self-esteem and doesn't think much of himself. Another new piece of research that you absolutely have to know if you want to be successful attracting the right guy and you are a strong, powerful woman is something that was just published this June in the American Sociological Association Journal. And it basically has found that when men are economically dependent on their spouse, so when men are economically dependent, when you are out-earning the man that you are with, it makes them far more prone to cheating on the woman in the relationship. Essentially, what we have going on here is when men aren't able to hold up their end of the bargain financially, their self-esteem takes such a hit in terms of the way they see masculinity, and this is mainly true in cultures where there are traditional roles where the masculine is the provider and supporter, they tend to have more trouble with staying faithful. So they have a 3 times higher chance of cheating on you if they are someone who is economically dependent on you. That is yet another reason to find your equal as a partner in so many ways. And you know, the terrible balance in this whole situation is that when women make 100% of a couple's income, research finds that the women who are the primary breadwinners are very unlikely to actually be unfaithful to their partner because they are keenly aware of how much that partnership is relying on them. The ideal balance, according to studies, is anywhere from 50% to 70% of that income being earned by the man, but it really does depend on the man and how secure he is in his masculinity. The actual numbers of how much you're earning and he earning will matter far less if you have someone who is secure in himself as a man, knows who he is, and checks the boxes of all the other five M's that I talk about in distinguishing men from boys. So if you haven't ever checked out the men and boys checklist, you can go to my website, barrypaulprice.com, and there should be a sign-up box there. Well, you get that bonus blueprint that gives you those five M's for being a man, not a boy, so you can identify that guy that is not going to cheat on you, regardless of how much he's earning or you're earning. But hey, wouldn't we all just prefer that you find the guy that's holding up his end of the bargain financially anyway, so it's not a concern? And the final study I want to share with you, conducted by Jeff McDonald at the University of Toronto, was recently published in the Social Psychology and Personality Science Journal. And what it showed was that when a woman is rejected by a man she finds attractive, whether it's through online dating, meaning even receiving a message saying that he's not interested, or not getting a positive reply from a man that she reaches out to online or in person, she is not only less likely to say yes or put herself on the line with other attractive men, she actually will withdraw herself from even accepting the advances of unattractive men. Essentially, it pushes a button that really goes to the core of her feeling lower self-esteem, lower self-worth, lower self-confidence, not being a self-accepting, and protecting herself entirely from any possibility of reaching out and being exposed and visible and seen and available to the dating population of males. So just understand that what is really at risk when we go into a forum where we may have our self-esteem hurt, whenever we go into a forum where we are putting pressure on the outcome of something, feeling like something means rejection, whether they're attractive or not, the effect of rejection, period, is so destructive to our self-esteem that it will make us go into a shell. So if you ever find yourself having trouble getting out enough, if you're saying, yeah, I don't get out enough, I don't have time to meet men, I don't know where to go to meet men, there's a really good chance that there's a part of you protecting yourself from fear of rejection because of some subconscious fears that are still there about I'm not good enough or low self-esteem. And so you really don't want to experience the pain that may come along with you confirming your fear if somebody rejects you. If you want to know more about how to attract the right man for a healthy soulmate relationship, jump on my call this Thursday, June 11th at 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern by calling 425-440-5100. The PIN code is 150002, number sign. And we're going to go over the single biggest fact women have to know about men to get a good one, three surefire ways to tell if your man is losing interest in you or is the wrong one for you, the number one rule which absolutely must be followed for women to get a soulmate, as well as five secret phrases used by almost all emotionally unavailable men to take advantage of women that almost no women even know, and how knowing these red flag phrases makes it 10 times more likely that you will find the right man. We're also going to touch on how to make sure this new man that you meet almost never stops thinking about you, and his thoughts are filled with you and filled with adoration and love, as well as a 5-minute change in the way to speak with men that practically eliminates all the disagreements that you have, as well as making a man feel closer to you than ever, as well as an almost unknown approach that ends emotional distance in your relationships forever. Plus, the most important little-known quality a woman must have to successfully find a full partner to share her life with, and men can do without everything except this. So if you want to hear any of those and all of those, jump on the line Thursday, June 11th at 5:30 p.m. Pacific, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. You can call 425-440-5100, the PIN code again, 150002, number sign. Long distance rates may apply, and if you want to sign up for the recording in case you're going to miss the call, you can go to datemennotboys.com. That's datemennotboys.com/soulmate call. That's soulmate call. Much love.